Okay. So we're speaking about thanking. We've mentioned a couple of possibilities of the importance of thanking, what the importance of thanking is. Very often, I think, that we understand, people understand or relate to the importance of thanking as something which is the proper thing to do. You should be polite, you should eat with a fork and a knife, don't eat with your hands, right? Be a good boy, say thank you, right? It's the right thing to do. That, as Rav Huna starts off the Maimer, this is Maimer Zayin of the Shavuos, a general Torah idea, and you'll see very relevant, we're approaching Kabbalah Satorah soon, in Parshas Yisro, so it's very relevant. That's the reason that it's in Shavuos, is because there's a very strong connection here to Kabbalah Satorah, a central, fundamental idea in Kabbalah Satorah. But Rav Huna starts off with the Shigrat HaMachshava, the routine way of understanding. Osal, Shigrat HaMachshava HaMetsuya, normal, routine thinking, Tofeset et ha'inyan shel hakaras tova le'echad hanimusim. Nimusim? Manners. Asher mekomo behilchos derech eretz. Midos derech eretz, the proper way to act. Hilchos derech eretz are kodemet l'torah, right? Derech eretz kodmo l'torah. That's even this basic, sort of, be a mensch, right? Basic menschlichkeit. We don't need Torah to come along and to tell us not, right, to be a good upright, be polite, manners. That's in part of, that's derech eretz, menschlichkeit, which is expected on a basic level from a human being. Derech eretz, even kodmo l'torah. ולפי זה מעמידה היא גם את העניין ההכרה בתובסו של מקום לנקודה אחת בקומה הכללית של עובד השם. According to this understanding, when we say it's important to say thank you, all of us have to, right, since we're kids, parents are telling you, say thank you, right? Because parents want their kids to be good, upright citizens. Derech Eretz, be a mensch, and that's true. According to that understanding, our thank you then to Hashem even as well would follow a similar kind of outlook. That it's menschlichkeit is there the same way. I say thank you to other people that helped me out. I say thank you to Yaakov and the Makolet when he climbs up to the top shelf to get something down for me. Thank you. So also something towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I recognize that he did something for me, I say thank you. However, here's the turnaround. Hochacha gemura hamotzia behechlet midei shigra zu. Proof to the opposite is Divrei HaRamban, ki hach dekamer Moshe el ha'am, al tiru ki lebavur nasot etchem ba'elokim. When Moshe Rabbeinu, you see the pasuk on top there, in Parshas Yisro, Perek Chof, pasuk Yitzayim, this is referring to Maimed Har Sinai. What's going on in Maimon Har Sinai? Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, "Vayom Moshe Alam, Al Tiru, don't worry, Ki LeBa'avur Nasot Etchem BaHelukim, UBa'avur Tiyeh Yirasa Al Pneichem LeVilti Techto." This tremendous ma'amad, right? We had that word last week. Meanwhile, we're using the translation. This tremendous event, but I think this is still should be a better translation. This Like this whole everything involved in the event, the setting, this tremendous setting. Anyone said have any other suggestions for Ma'amad, a big scene, this tremendous setting, scene, a lot happening here. Ma'amad, a very, you'd say something is a very majestic Ma'amad, a very royal Ma'amad setting. Was very event is a rule, a specific event that took place. Setting, occurrence, okay. Ma'amad, what is it? Ma'amad. The standing. Setting, standing, okay. So let's go, you got the idea. So from this Ma'amad, Ma'amad Har Sinai, it's not just that we receive Torah, it's the whole
happening.
The whole makeup of the setting of the event, okay, from now on, Ma'amad. So Ma'amad. So this Ma'amad is for what? It's Levavur Na'asot Etchem, okay. What does this mean? Na'asot Etchem. When Moshe Rabbeinu says that Ma'amad Har Sinai is l'nasod etchem, so Rashi explains it's a l'nasod. Rashi says it's a lashon of lifting up, harimu nes l'nasod, to lift you up. It's giving you Torah. Ma'amad Har Sinai now is to lift up Am Yisrael. The Ramban takes it in a different direction, and the Ramban says it's l'nasod kipshuto. It's a test. It's a nisayon. Ma'amad Har Sinai is a nisayon. What's the nisayon? A test for what? How are we being tested? Ma'amad Har Sinai. So where's the nisayon? So the Ramban says, you see, I have here, Rav Winder makes reference to Ramban, we have the Ramban itself, the words of the Ramban above. Val dati, after he brought Rashi, that says the Ramban, Val dati, who nisayon mamish, we're being tested. Yomar hinei, Ratza Elokim l'nasotchem hatishmeru mitzvosov ki hotzi milibchem kol sofek u'me'ata yireh hayeshchem o'avim oto v'im tachpetsu bo v'mitzvosov v'chein kol lashon nisayon is b'china. It's a test. And the next point that's underlined, v'yitachein sheyeh hanisayon hazeh b'tova. Now, sometimes you're tested. Very often, we think of being tested when we're in a difficult situation, an endurance test. Take soldiers out on a very long march to test them to see if they hold up, or all kinds of challenging situations where we're tested. Here, we are being given something. Because Rav is giving us Torah. What's the test here? The test, v'yitachein sheyeh hanisayon hazeh b'tova. When we're tested, when we're being given something good, ki adon pam yinaseh avdo ba'avodah kasha, sometimes the master will test his eved. Is he loyal? When he gives him difficult work, ladat and yisbelenu la'avaso, if he's true with his love towards the master, upam yetivimo, sometimes the master will be very good at giving, ladat im yigmol oto betova asher asa imo, will he give back, lohosif la'adonav avodah v'kavod. Let's skip to the second to last line. V'lekach omar ha'kosif etiv lachem ha'elokim la'aroschem es kvodo asher lo'asachen l'chol goy l'nasotchem summing it up im tigmulu kitova. It's testing us to see will we be, we speak about hakaras atov, right? Saying thank you is hakaras, show your hakaras atov, say thank you. The nisayon, so you know, summing up the Ramban, the test, the nisayon of Ma'amad Har Sinai, says the Ramban, is a test to see if we will have hakaras hatov. Tim tigmulu lefanav kitova asher asa imachem liyot lo la'am nachala. Ki'inyan shenemar shomar al Hashem tigmulu zos. So it's summing it up even further, is what Rav Huttner says. We have your Ma'amad Har Sinai. What is Ma'amad Har Sinai? Moshe Rabbeinu describing what is going on here, telling Bnei Yisrael, Hashem is giving you a nisayon. He's testing you. He's testing you to see if you'll be makir tov. He's testing you to see if you'll say thank you. I would say more than saying thank you. The thank you is being expressed then in a deeper kind of way. But it's testing us if we're makir tov. If that's the case, we see then that this idea beyond saying thank you, hakaras hatov, is much deeper than the derech eretz shekadma l'Torah. Nachon, it's part of it. And say please, say please, right? It's like saying please also. Saying please is part of meshlechkeit, to be appropriate. All kinds of appropriate etiquette, proper etiquette, to be a mensch, derech eretz. But, okay, so say please, say excuse me, say thank you. That's part of it. That's the beginning. It's so, here in Hakaras HaTov, it's so much deeper than that, Ad Kedei Kach, that this is what it's all about. That we're going to try to understand that in a deeper way, but that's Yotzei Mizeh, L'Ba'avur Nasot Etchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing you to see, are you makir tov? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tov then is beyond, it's not just the derech eretz shekadma l'Torah. This is part of Torah. It's so closely related to the essence of what Torah is. L'ba'avur nasod ma'amid har Sinai is to test you to see if you are makir tov. It's intrinsic, it's the essence of Kabbalah HaTorah. Again, the words of Rav Hutner. Again, the Divrei Ramban ki ach the Kamar Moshe Allah Amal Tiro Kilo Bavur Nasod Etchem Ba'alokim. Hai nu nis. What's the nisoyon? Hai nu nisoyon shala akoras tovo. To see if we'll be makir tovo nasod etchem im tigmu lufan of according to Ramban betova asher asa imachem. Uboletati, Rav Hutner says, uboletati bekan hayisodiyut. Yisod, fundamental, asher b'inyan ze shel hakoras tov. We see what a fundamental Torah idea hakoras hatov is. Me'achrei de ma'amad hanifchar, this great ma'amad of our Sinai, mitparesh lanu b'kan kebechina. This is a test in hakoras hatov. Still, there's we saw the fact, but we don't understand why. What does that mean? What does that mean? What is this about? That Ma'amid HaSinai is a test for Hakaras HaTov. And we see that there are other things that Hashem did for the Jewish people. And Dafka here, this is the test. Ma'amid HaSinai, the test to see if you'll be Makir Tov. Hello, kama ma'alot tovot b'makom aleinu lefnei matan Torah v'gam l'acharav. There are other things that Hashem did for us. V'kulam lo nitperesh lanu heyotam nisayon shel hakaras tov. They're not, it's not, we're not told that there is a nisayon to see if we will be makir tov regarding those other events. Specifically related to here, to Ma'amid Har Sinai. V'negleit lanu bekan ha'ora chadasha. There's a gilui negleit. It's revealed to us that there's ha'ora chadasha, a new light that comes out of this. Ki ha'koras, when we understand the idea, we'll understand. Ki ha'koras hatova ba'ar hatova shamatan Torah ma'ave chelek shel hazika. The connection, asher al yada hanefesh mizdakeket l'Torah. There is a special connection here between hakaras hatov and receiving Torah. Almost you could say, to the degree that you are a makir tov person, to that degree, you are a makabel Torah person. You have a connection, a zikah, with Kabbalah HaTorah. Ba'ofen asher kiyum mitzvas tefillin mibli achzakas tova al mitzvah zu yesh al zeh tviya shel chisaron hakaras tova. If a person puts on tefillin, if you're mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin without hakaras hatov for the fact that we received this mitzvah of tefillin, so you're missing the hakaras hatov piece, but you're mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Aval ein ze nogei alugufu duuv de shel tefillin. You fulfilled. You did a ma'isa. You fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin. Okay, you're missing that extra, extra bonus, a fuller aspect. Recognize, thank you, Hashem, for giving us this mitzvah of tefillin. But it's not intrinsic. However, regarding Torah, Masha'im came limuda shel Torah, beli hachzakas tova avura. Hareza pgam beguf haklita shel hadivrei Torah. Learning Torah without an hakaras hatov, without an appreciation for receiving Torah, there's something missing intrinsically in the receiving the klita, the receiving the absorption of the divrei Torah. Coming back again to the headquarters of receiving Torah, of Ma'amid Ar-Sinai. Ma'amid Ar-Sinai, Anisaya. Will you be Makir Tov? Do you appreciate this? Do you have gratitude? Do you appreciate this? So that's still the what's, but we didn't get yet to the why's. Why is this? Why is this Oz Gimel? Umalach advarim kach. The Mahalach is the following, to understand this. The famous Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Zayim, the Gemara there divides up world history, the time of the world, into 2,000 years, 2,000 years, and 2,000 years. 2,000 years of Shita Alfin Shnin Hava Alma. The world is 6,000 years. What exactly that means in terms of what happens after 6,000 years, we have no idea. But the 6,000 years of the world, the Gemara breaks up into Shnei Alafim Tohu. The first 2,000 years, it's chaos. V'Shnei Alafim Torah. The next 2,000 years are categorized, the status of Torah. And then 2,000 years, Yemos HaMashiach, of the world being ripe for the arrival of Mashiach. So after 2,000 years, the first 2,000 years chaos, and then starts 2,000 years of Torah. What is the beginning? What is the marker for the beginning of the period of 2,000 years of Torah? It's before Ma'amid Har Sinai. What's the marker? We would think maybe it's Ma'amid Har Sinai, but it's before that.
Yaakov.
Before Yitzias Mitzrayim? Before Yaakov? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, born in 1948. A good easy date to remember. Avram Avinu was born in, right now we're in 5776. Avram Avinu was born in 1948. Okay, so Avram Avinu is the marker for the beginning of the period of Torah. The third line here, V'hanach shnei alafim Torah, hitchilu me Avram Avinu. U'mefurushu b'kasov, ki ha'inyan shashimesh yisod, lahatchala shel tkufazu shel shnei alafim Torah. Why is it that the marker for the beginning of Torah is from Avram Avinu? What is it about? What's happening? What happens then that we have the beginning of Torah? Who avodas ha'it damut lemidosav shel mako? Hit damut dimoy. What does dimoy mean? Dimoy.
Oh, match.
Ledamut.
Similar.
Similar, like the one A is domeh to B. A is similar to B. Lidamot here, dimui avodat hahidamut, becoming similar. Lamidos of shel makom. What does that mean? emulate God, being godlike. Va'avram hoya yel gai gadol v'chulei ki yedativ. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says about Avram Avinu ki yedativ l'man asher yitzav es bono ves beiso achrov. V'shamru, they had continuation of the pasuk there. V'shamru derech Hashem. I know Hakadosh Baruch Hu said that Avram Avinu is going to teach his children to keep v'shamru derech Hashem. What is Derech Hashem? The Derech Hashem, Ha'amur Bekan, he, Dimui Hatsura Liyotzra. May have seen that's like, sounds like a Maral kind of terminology. Dimui Hatsura Liyotzra. What is Tsura? Form, good. We have form, Tsura, and Yotzra. Yotzra is the creator of the one that's giving form. The former, right, as the one giving the form, the yotzer, right, is creating, and that which was created. So dimui hatsura liyotzra is the effort. We were created. We are the, right, the tsura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the yotzer, the creator. Dimui hatsura liyotzra is the effort of that which was created, man, which was created, the tzura, to be like the creator. That is Derech Hashem. And the Rambam quotes, I'm sorry, Rav Hutner quotes, Ram, is right, parentheses, Rambam Perek Aleph Mehilchos Deus. Let's see it inside. The Rambam, in the middle, here of the column, Rambam Perek Aleph Mehilchos Deus. The Rambam is talking about the golden path, right? The Rambam is famous for talking about the Shvil HaZahov, and right, the Derech HaEm, that we speak about, the Derech HaEmtzos, the middle road of balance, the greatness of balance, of incorporating that which is at the two sides, the equilibrium, balance, taking it, the ways of Asher and the most noble of ways. Here, not in the sense of mediocrity, of mediocre. Benoni in the sense of absolute, of greatness, of balance, of incorporating everything that we can to achieve greatness and reaching that point of equilibrium and the God-like ways. V'heim adrochim hatovim v'yisharim shenemar v'halachta b'drochav. You should go in the ways of Hashem. Halachava. Kach limdu b'feirish mitzvah zu. Mahu nikra chanun, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filled, is Mahu nikra chanun afatayi chanun. Mahu nikra racham afatayi racham. HaKadosh Baruch, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good, wants to help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus, so too we are expected to be like Hashem and have rachamim, be compassionate, have mercy. Mahu nikra Kadosh, afatayeh kadosh. Because it was called Mahu Afata. Right? Just like he is, we should be like him. Let's skip over this. Now he speaks about the names of Nevi'im, how Nevi'im described Hashem. Because it was all holding in, noting different attributes, different of Hashem, by seeing how he acts, so that we can be aware and try to imitate, incorporate that into our lives, and be godlike. How are we godlike? By imitating Hashem. Halacha Zayin. B'keitzad yargila adam atzmo b'deyot elu ad sheyikbu bo yaseh v'yishaneh v'yishalesh b'maisim shoseh al pi hadeyot emtzayot. Practice makes perfect. try again and again to act in these ways. V'yachzor ben tamid ad sheyu ma'aseyem kalim alav v'lo yebem torach v'yikbu'u hadeot v'nafsho. Eventually it becomes, like we say, second nature. You try again, acting with mercy, being compassionate, trying to be holy, again and again and again, and it becomes part of us. V'lefi shehashemos, finally, this is what we're getting at, v'lefi shehashemos ha'elu, shenikra behen ha'yotzer, the creator, hein ha'derech ha'benonis, sha'anu chayavim lalechet ba'a. Since the ways of Hashem are the ways in which we are called to walk in, to follow, to act that way, to act like Hashem, therefore, nikreis derech zu, derech Hashem. And now we go back to the pasuk. Continues the Rambam, v'hi shel limda Avram Avinu lebonov. This is what Avraham Avinu taught his kids. Shenema ki yedativ leman asher yitzav es bonov es beisav achrov v'shomru derech Hashem. This is what Avraham Avinu taught. Taught man yitzav, ki yedativ, I know leman asher yitzav es bonov es beisav achrov, he will give over, he will be mechanech v'shmor derech Hashem. What does that mean, derech Hashem? Acting godlike. Mahu af'ata, imitating God. This is the beginning of what, chevra? This is the beginning of, in the context that we're speaking about, this is the beginning of the period of Torah. The beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah is not Maimon Har Sinai. It's before that. It's Avram Avinu. Why is it Avram? What about Avram Avinu? Not just that he discovered Hashem, but because the beginning of Torah is giving over derech Hashem, chinuch for derech Hashem, which means imitating Hashem. Mahu afata, acting godlike. Continue back in the lashon of Rav Hutner, again after the parentheses, Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos, Inyan Zeh Shel Hadavek Midosov Nase Acharkach Lachat Mitaryag Mitzvah Shel Torah. After Kabbalah Satorah, this idea Mahu Afata, therefore you should be Gomel Chasam, that becomes a mitzvah. Umikom Akom Rak Al Yado, through this concept of imitating God, Nasa Mavar, what's Mavar? Transition. Meitkufas Hatohu Letkufas Hatorah. The transition from the period of the 2,000 years of chaos to the period of 2,000 years of Torah is through what? Is through, the transition is to now the beginning of this path of imitating Hashem. Derech Hashem. Shamru Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem, imitating Hashem. Mahu Afata. So summing it up, again, the beginning of Torah is imitating Hashem. That's the foundation. That's what it's about. V'azbarat ha-dvarim, continues Rav Hutner. V'azbarat ha-dvarim, hi al pi ha-mavur b'mishneh de'avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that we're familiar with. Chaviven, you see it on the bottom of the sheet. The Furash in the context of the Mishnah. Start from the part that is, it's underlined. Chavivim. I'll read the whole thing. Who are you? Omer Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tselem. Man, all of mankind. Man was created B'Tselem Elokim. Chiba Yisera Nodas Lo Shenivra B'Tselem Shenemar Ki B'Tselem Elokim Asa Et Adam. Chavivim Yisrael Shenikru Banim Lamako. Here we have something very special about Bnei Yisrael. We are called Banim, Banim to Hashem. Chiba Yisera Nadad Lem Shenikru Lem Banim Lamakam Shenemar Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. Chaviv in Yisrael, and then it follows Chaviv in Yisrael Shenitan Lohem Kli Chemdo. Chiba Yisera Nadas Lem Shinitalam klichem the shenemer ki lekach tov nasadi lachem torasi al ta'azuvu. So it's the special that we're banim lamakom, and we're special that we receive this kli chemda. And now you see the connection between the two. And if not, Rav Huna says it explicitly. Vazbarat hadvarim hi al pi amavur b'mishnah de'ovos. Chaviv in Yisrael shenikru banim lamakom. V'chaviv in Yisrael shenitan lehem kli chemda. V'aynu dekaliut inyan hamatan Torah kashur. All of matan Torah is connected umhudak. It is connected in a strong way. Im hadarga shel banim atem la'Hashem Elokecha. Hare de darga zu shel banim mehave et ikar tochna shel dimu yatsura liyotsra. De dafka dargas habonim hi hamechayeves liyot bedugma shel malo bebchinas toldosein kayotsi behem. The ben, todosein kayotze behem. The ben, the son, is similar to the father. Right? The Gemara says, ben kare da'avur. The son is like an extension, a leg of the father. There's the like, a different aspect of the mahu afat. There's a certain kind of parallelism between the son and the father. So we are banim lamakom. So once we're banim lamakom, right, we're banim lamakom, we receive Torah. What is Torah? We just said, we were speaking for a while about what is Torah. Derech Hashem is being godlike, just being similar to Him. Just like a child that's similar to a parent. A child that's similar to the father, the ben, av the ben, meaning that similar being like brings about that's another expression again of what Torah is. In other words, saying it this way, because we are called banim. Where Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Banim atem laHashem Elokechem." So we're like Him. We're like Him. So we receive Torah, which is the path of like Him. So a way of life which is like Him. So those who are like Him, banim, it's a appropriate, it's not them, that they should be the ones that are receiving Torah. They're receiving the like Him way. The last underlined point there, and you know that it ends up that Dimui Atzura Liyotza, we said this effort of the Tzura being that which is created being like the Creator. Hihi ha'even hashtia, foundation shall klolius matan Torah. That's what it's all about. This is the foundation. This is what Torah is about. In being godlike, dimui hatzura liyotzra, we who are created being like Him. Av ben. This is what Torah is about. And now we come to Hakaras HaTov. Having said that, we come to Hakaras HaTov. What's Hakaras HaTov about? So, when Pesach didn't want to take the money before, besides the fact, it's just weird. Like, what's he, throwing 250 shekel on my video? Like, what are they going to say about me if I take this money? It's going to, in addition to that, but We don't feel part of us. We like getting things, right? Because it's fun getting things. Because things are fun. Because money is fun. You could do fun things with it. So it's fun. So we enjoy that. But at the same time, And what does the pasuk say about presents? About how we, right? About matanos. What does the pasuk say about matanos? Sane, right? Pasuk in Mishlei. Sane matanos yichya. We, as much as we like presents, we like the fun of presents, but this time we feel uncomfortable. We don't. About receiving presents. What is this? What is this about? What's pshat in sonei? What is that? What's pshat in sonei matanos yichya? What is that? What's at the root of sonei matanos yichya? So let's look at it specifically. It says sonei matanos. If you hate presents, yichya, chai, you will be alive. What does that mean? So Oz Dalet will save time, brings up this point. Daniel, you're about to say something?
I was going to say, you'll be able to live your own life as opposed to
feeling
indebted to somebody else.
So Mori doesn't want to be fed the soup, in addition to the fact that it's just weird, but he wants to eat the soup on his own, because he's chai, he's capable. He's capable, he's alive. Don't treat me like an invalid. I'm dependent. I'm alive! I'm standing on my own 2 feet. I remember when I first came to Yeshiva, my family came to Israel at the same time. My father was on a sabbatical for the year, so my whole family was here. And I'd been to Israel when I was 4.5 years old, so I hardly remembered it. And I wanted to get to know, see what was going on here in Israel. I remember at the beginning, I was going around different places when my family arrived. There was a number of times I was with my father on buses, and my father is a real lover of Eretz Yisrael. He himself learned after he learned in yeshiva. He wanted to stay here, and he ended up not staying here. But then, for years and years in America, he was always waiting to come to Eretz Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, my parents live in Yerushalayim now. So after a bunch of years, they ended up making it back here. But he loved Eretz Yisrael. And when we were traveling around, he was so excited, and he was excited to share his excitement. He was telling me, pointing out every place along the way, you see that, that's what that is, and that's what that is. And I was so frustrated inside. I want to get to know it on my own. I remember that. I was a good boy, so I was, I mean, I didn't misbehave then. In general, I did. But then, in that setting, I was a good boy. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't, I guess my parents end up listening and I was a good boy, and I'll say, oh, you were a good boy. There are plenty of stories otherwise. In that particular setting, I was a good boy, and I didn't say anything, and I bit my lip, and I was quiet, but inside, I was like, leave me alone. I want it on my own. I want to get to know Israel on my own. I'll learn it instead of having you point out everything and tell. That's coming from the Yichya, Chai. That is what in Osei Rav Hutner explains. Aval Hargasha Choderet L'Ma'amakim Yotegnuzim. After in Oz Dalet, he gives one basic explanation of Sonei Matanos Yichya. But he says, let's get to the depths of what's going on here in Sonei Matanos Yichya. And he says, the depths that take us l'mamakim yoteg nuzim to more hidden depths of an understanding. We all will understand to facet that a chius asher besinas hamatanos benikudai yoter primit, which is what al kein akav azeh shasoni matanos mavlitu biyoter et ha-dugmo shel malo b'tziur komato shel adam. The Maral, what does this mean? You see the Maral in the Siva Torah brings Rav Chista Amar ezeh soni matanos yichya. Kimi shesonei samatonos ruui sheye b'shvil ze chai. Why? It's underlined in the morale on your sheets. Kiyamakabo. Is that on the line? Why, says the Maral, Sonia Matanas Yichya, like you guys have been saying, Ki amekabel davar mezulato, somebody who takes from someone else, ein roi lo hachayim, ki achay omeid ba'atzmo, someone who's alive stands on his own. When we're takers, we're missing out some of our chayim, some of our sense of life. Now there are different levels. Being alive is not a yes or a no question. Right, Pesach? Or as I saw someone said, please don't mistake breathing with living. You can be breathing, but no life. Or you can be alive. And there are different parts, and part of a most basic fundamental of being alive is this independence. Right? You have an idea, even something ad kedekach, right? Where an ani, someone who's mamish, is nothing. Ani chashav kames. What does that mean? He doesn't have this chias. He's so dependent on other people. He's not standing on his own two feet. He's missing on that sense of life. Right? There are different aspects of. We have a couple of different signs of someone who's chashav kames. It's like he's alive, but he's missing out. Part of him is not fully alive. So it's the most basic. There's something called, if you guys know. I'm sorry, we have to. I'll try to move things along quicker. I see you're heading. Fighting against time. You've heard of the terrible twos. Kids growing up, there's something called the terrible twos. You have an infant, and then the infant becomes usually at around 2 years old, starts being misbehaving. We call it misbehaving, but really it's behaving. Why am I really behaving? It's becoming alive. Like, they don't want to just be told what to do and just follow instructions. They're discovering and finding. They're finding the world. So they're finding all of the pots in the drawer in the kitchen and taking out all the silverware and dumping all of the, discovering all over the place. Like, they don't have any. It's all Oros without any Kalim. They don't have any Kalim, right? So everything is all over the place. They don't have any boundaries. But it's Kochas Achaim. It's alive. It's 7-Eleven. It's not nonstop. It's what's so beautiful. What's so rough about kids is that the constant nonstop energy. And it's all over the place. It'll wear us down. But that's the beauty of kids, when we can appreciate, is the nonstop energy. And they're chayim, there's so much chiyus here. They're alive. And now, the point of connection to our sugi, we're talking about Sonim Atanas Yechir, alive. Where is this from? Where's the headquarters? Everyone now links it back to what we were talking about beforehand of the Mahu Afata. Taking it towards. Spreading the line, not just Mahu, just that he, just like he has mercy, you should have mercy, and like he is Kadosh, you should be Kadosh. But in addition to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the headquarters of Chaim, Elohim Chaim, and Rav Winter follows it through here as well, Mahu Afata. And in terms of Chaim, Arei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it's mamish, the headquarters of Chaim, in this sense of absolute independence. The Almighty, all capable, completely independent. As independent as us human beings try to be at a certain point, we end up being dependent. We need other people to get by. Even if we have all of the money in the world, we need the other people in the, we need the Yaakov to come and bring in the stuff into the makolot, so it's there so that I can buy it. So we end up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the headquarters of being completely self-sufficient, in other words, completely chayim. That is what the point that's underlined ubevadai. Ubevadai shedimu yatzur leyotzer b'tziur zeh. In this context, being godlike of Shal Mekoro Dekula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekor, the source of everything. He's completely independent. Hu HaShlama HaGmura VeGolata Koter. This is the most, the absolute, the highest Gulata Koter, the jewel in the crown. Beklaliyut Hidabek Mamidosav Ayedei Amidos Shorachum V'Chanun. This is taking the Mahu Afata to the nth degree, the absolute. This is like, wow, Mahu Afata, even Chaim, like, in mind-blowing terms. And that's why it's giving a couple lines. You see, the atem, quoting the atem advekim b'Hashem. And what is advekim b'Hashem? What does it mean to be davek b'Hashem? To be godlike. Atem advekim b'Hashem. You're godlike. Chayim kulchem hayom. To the degree, if you're okay, you're godlike, godlike. And maximum is okay. Chayim. Chayim kulchem hayom. וכן תופס את ההגשה המעמיקה על נקודת החיוס אשר בסינוס המתנוס כי סינוס זו, hating matanos, hating receiving, הגילו את תכונה המקור והמעיין בנפשו של אדם. This is a reflection of our being alive. The other side of the sheet, Ozvav, the Kani, Ganulu Makomo, let's wrap it, bring it all together, all of these points. The Kani, Ganulu Makomo, Shel Inyan, Hachzakas, Tova, Bamaracha, Haklalit, Shel Avodas Hashem. Now we can understand the central, fundamental role that Hakaras HaTov has in the Oved Hashem, beyond the Derech Eretz, Shekad Melotorah, be polite, say please. Say excuse me, say thank you. In addition to that, we saw this Maimed Har Sinai, and he said, will you have a Hakaras HaTov? Mekoma shel achzakat tova hu ba'astira hanimtzeit bein behechrach shel odom lihizakek lekabolas tova. This is the point that some of you guys said before, that the reality is that sometimes we have to be takers. Sometimes in life, you can't get by on your own. You don't have a car. You need a ride to Yerushalayim. Somebody gave you the ride to Yerushalayim. So at that time where you took, you lost a little bit of your chiyus. You were a little bit dependent. You weren't completely self-sufficient. So a healthy, live person wants to restore that life. And you want to also give. What can you give? What can you give? How can you give back? Hakaras HaTov, the gratitude is the expression of giving back. You gave me the right to Yerushalayim. But I'm not just a taker, I'm giving also. Thank you. I'm also giving. I'm just saying in a longer way, and even of what some of you guys have said in the comments, the first couple of comments before we started. Deeper understanding of what's behind that. Thank you. I'm alive. I'm trying to be chai, I'm trying. V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem chayim kulchem hayom. I want to be okay, l'amshich mahu afata. Hachzakas, you see it's underlined. Hachzakas hatova. Saying, or could be expressed by saying thank you, or any kind of expression of Hakaras HaTov, mekila et hastira hazot, Begvula Efshari. It eases up the steer, the contradiction between the fact that I have to take sometimes in life, but I don't want to take because I want to be alive. So thank you. Or whatever expression of gratitude. Fascinating, you know, that I don't know if you guys know that I hope I'm getting the details correct here. I believe it was Rav Gantz himself. I don't know if it was Rav Gantz or his wife. I have to check with him tomorrow. That was hid. He was born still during the period of the Holocaust. And he was hid by a non-Jewish family. And afterwards, his mother sent money back to the family that during the Holocaust hid him. He was very small child, very young child. When I saw these words of Rav Hunner, and I had heard that idea before, and what's the money doing there? It's you gave me I that feeling of owing. You want to be alive. You want to give back. Also, some giving. Sending something, presents, something, money, that takes you out of that state of just being a taker. I'm alive, I'm giving also. In a couple of months from now, Bezat Hashem, we'll walk together to Yerushalayim. Remind me then of what I'm saying now. One of the feeling when you arrive in Yerushalayim, I don't know, I felt this way. I've seen guys sometimes feel this way, a feeling like, wow, I got here on my own two feet. You feel, I mean, on a level, you're dead. You feel dead. You feel like your feet are falling off. But at the same time, that sense of chiyus. I woke up in Shalvin, and I got here. I didn't need the ride to say. I didn't have to say thank you. I am chai. I got here on my own. So in a healthy Jew is trying to be as alive as possible. Chai. Atem advegim b'Hashem, chayim kuchem ayom. In all aspects. You want to be as big, as godlike as possible. And the headquarters, as we said, of being godlike is Maimed Arsina. It's Kabbalah HaTorah. Torah is Derech Hashem, we saw before in the Rambam. The Derech Hashem, the way of being like Hashem. That's what it's about. The way, Torah, the way of being like Hashem. Started from Avram Avinu. Because he started to be mechanech, to be like Hashem. So, Maimed Arsina, I would say, is an isayon l'nasot etchem. To see, what? Are you makir tov? Do you want to be chai? Do you want to be godlike? You see this deeper explanation of the words of the Ramban now. The Nisoyon, Maimon Asina, Lunasot Etchem, explains Rav Hunner, the words of the Ramban. It's a Nisoyon in Akaras HaTov to see if you, do you get it? Are you connected? Are you Shayach? Do you belong to this mindset of being like God? Nisayon, a tigmalu, will you be gomol tov, will you have hakaras hatov, and to the degree, as we said, to the degree that we are have hakaras hatov, we want to be makmir tov, Hashem is giving to us, we want to give, we want to be godlike, to that degree, we belong to Makabli Torah. That is the essence of the summary of what Rav Hutner is expressing here in this Maimer. He does give a sum-up line in Oz Zayin. Let's just read that in the middle of Oz Zayin. Matan Torah. This is a sum-up line. Matan Torah. Is it rewritten even a little bit? I don't know, poetically, but in a rich way. Matan Torah's Chaim. Shel Elokim Chaim. Lemekablim Balei Nishmas Chaim. Asher Hanishmas Chaim Shalahem of the Jews. Monas Monat Otam. Melav Sid Et Chunat HaMakor Shalahem. Because we have this aspiration to be as high as possible, blocks us from losing out our sense of independence. Afilu B'Shoh Hashem Mekablim, even when we're receiving. So what do we do then when we're taking, but we don't want to be takers because we want to be chai? We are makir tov. Thank you. We express, we want to give back in any way that we give back. Vayishtabdut el hamashpia legmol imo kitovaso. That is the makabel Torah. That's why receiving, being connected, learning Torah without achzakas tova, is we're missing something. We don't get it. We don't get, in essence, what it's all about. He finishes off the maamar. We don't know his test saying it. Therefore, it's even a good hanhaga. It's a good idea. He brings it to practical terms. He says before we learn, we should take a moment of appreciation for the for what we have, appreciation of the revelation that Hashem revealed to us. Avraham Avinu had to figure out things on his own. That's challenging, to try difficult. The Tova is in Hashem being explicit with us in how we can live, which is all the expression of Torah, living a life, more details, more revealing of how to live a God-like life. Appreciating that, having that Hakaras HaTov, or maybe even specifically within our Birchas HaTorah in the morning, at the time, tomorrow morning, when we say Birchas HaTorah, to have a renewed sense of appreciation. And with that appreciation, wanting to give back, wanting to say thank you back, shows a sense of we want to be chai also. We don't want to be just receiving, just taking. Don't feed me the soup. I want to eat it on my own. I want to stand up. I want to give. I can mention to you guys in the Golan. We'll finish off with this. Chesky, I'll take your question afterwards. Seeing this lesson from the geography of Eretz Yisrael, there are two bodies of water. The Kinneret in the north and then Yam HaMelech south, where the water flows from the Kinneret in the north south to the Yam HaMelech. The Kinneret is the giver. It's giving. It has its own water. It's chai. It's mayim chayim. Yam HaMelech is taking, receiving. It doesn't have it on its own. It's receiving its water. It's the Yam HaMelech. It's bitter. We want to be atem advekim Hashem chayim kulchem hayom.